This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Governor Doug Burgum talking about the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. We're in Newtown, North Dakota. The sun is shining. There's more blue than cloud right now. Yes, most of those clouds have gone, so it's going to heat up for the anglers out there on Lake Sakakawea where the fishing is great. Brett Erdman is going to join us to talk about that. He is with New Leaf Hospitality. He and his wife, Tricia, great hotel developers. And they really have the best hotels in the Bakken. I don't know how anybody could argue with that statement. It's as nice as anything in any city you'll find. Great outdoor patios. There's Teddy's residential suites in Newtown and Watford City. I always say presidential because of Teddy, but they're actually residential suites. Mainstay suites in the Stanley and Tioga and the Hawthorne suites, where I'm staying for the state fair next week, in Minot. They have beautiful outdoor patios, and you can relax all summer long out there. It's just fantastic. And then Teddy's Lounge, Newtown, Watford City, great meals, prime rib dinner specials every Friday and Saturday night. Thanks for the hospitality, folks. We appreciate it. Our Bakken Rocks Cook Fest broadcast brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. Be the buffalo. That's what they're all about at Oasis Petroleum. The whole company, their whole mantra, they live by it. Tommy News, they're just a great, great, great group of folks. They really are fantastic. Tommy Taylor, the whole crew, Nico. Wonderful people. They love North Dakota. They're, you know, top three, four producers in the Bakken. They're crushing it. They're doing great. And they really, really love the Buffalo Spirit of North Dakota. So I love when people tell me about the Buffalo Spirit. And when they do during Cookfest and the State Fair, they get a free MyPillow. Who do you know that has that Be the Buffalo Spirit? Tell me, I hand you a pillow. I mean, I don't know how you can get it better than that. I don't. So find me. I have the Make America Great hat again. There's a lot of them out here. But and everywhere I went yesterday, folks were saying, love the hat, love the hat, love the hat. What if that happens in Ilhan Omar's district in Minneapolis? You think that it should, because every one of Ilhan Omar's constituents has a better future because of Donald Trump and the economy, a better opportunity for, I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to go out there and do this. Absolutely. So anyway, thanks, Conoco. Conoco, where'd that come from? Maybe I was thinking of ConocoPhillips.
Well, I was going to say, what the... Yeah.
Eating really good.
Try that again.
Yeah, Josh and the crew at ConocoPhillips were serving up some goodies yesterday, too. I tell you, it was everything was great about yesterday. The freebies, the goodies, I got to do the swag bag video. But anyway, Oasis Petroleum, thank you. Hess, thank you. Continental Resources, thank you. We're going to talk to Jay Marks about what you can look for in Van Hook with all the goodies coming up as well. Going to join us later in the program. We thank them as well as Enbridge. So doing some great work in the safest mode of transport for liquids, you energy prices at the pump, heating your home, anything you do with natural gas, manufacturing, the price of that would be ridiculously more than it is, but for pipelines. So you got to thank folks like Enbridge for doing what they do safely, affordably. It's really pretty amazing. So anyway, I think I mentioned that the North Dakota Petroleum Council's Bakken Rocks annual tradition of a fishing derby is going on out now on the Big Lake. So we're going to talk fishing a little later on with Brett Erdman. He's a fisherman himself and also the proprietor of these facilities. But if you come out here and want to do some fishing, this is the place to do it. So we'll tell you about that today, too. All right, we're going to go down to South Dakota next up on What's on Your Mind and talk with GL in Spearfish, North Dakota. What is on your mind, sir?
That's actually Spearfish in western South Dakota, sir.
Okay, what did I say?
Doctor, were you aware that longtime veteran broadcaster Bill Duhamel retired from the airways down here in the Black Hills and Rapid City, KOTA? changed ownership to Riverfront Broadcasting out of Yankton and Mitchell, South Dakota. They're the new owners of KOT Radio and the other media group down here. There are several other radio FM stations.
I was not aware of that. My buddy Mark Skogerbo, the Freedom Poet, who does a lot of great work down there in the Black Hills and throughout the upper Midwest for the cause, it has done a little Freedom Update, Freedom Minute, I think, on KOTA. I know that. I know they had new owners, but help me understand why this matters to our audience.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe since you were in the broadcasting field, Mr. Duhamel is a conservative Republican in Pennington County there, and but his wife is a liberal Democrat.
I'd like to be there.
I'm friends of theirs, and I thought I'd just bring that up just briefly. And I know you want to talk on political matters, so we'll just get off the air and say goodbye.
The show is called What's on Your Mind, so that's why we're happy to have you tell us the story down there, and I'm glad to hear that that Bill is getting some much deserved retirement. Any good broadcaster goes through a lot. Todd knows that we get paid very little.
KFYR in his retirement speech, he said that his deceased mother star of the KFYR signal started Helen Duhamel to get into the broadcast field here in the central Black Hills, and to bring broadcasting down here, both radio and television.
Well, that's true to this day. I mean, KFYR has second largest radio signal in the entire United States. So it's a huge signal, and it's been a good service. I mean, there are others. WNAX down in Yankton is another one with a pretty good size signal, but it's not as big as KFYR's, and it doesn't have the reputation. So,
well, we can receive the WNAX signal out here in Sturgis and Spearfish.
Oh, it's huge!
It's a big signal. I'm saying it's big, but it's not as big as KFYR's. That's the amazing thing. But thanks for sharing. Number one, number two. Anytime you celebrate broadcasters, we're great with it because they work hard and they deserve retirement.
Right.
And my friend over in Deadwood that has been looking to retire as well is a good guy. Him and his wife have run that radio station forever, and it's fabulous. Do a lot of good local community service. I lost a legend in the radio business, Dwayne Sandin. I talked to him a little bit. I talked about him a little bit when we were in Norway. His funeral was when we were gone to Norway with listeners, so I wasn't able to take that in. I really wish I would have. Honestly, that was one of those bummers when you're gone. It happens, and what are you going to do? But Dwayne Sandin was a legend up in Grand Forks. When I came to town, he was on KRRK. We later switched that to KCNN. Don't say anything, Todd. Don't say it. And Dwayne,
if you knew then what you know now, you'd never use those call letters.
Exactly right. CNN kept getting mad at us, too. And we're like, well, you don't own the alphabet. I don't know how that works. But anyway, seriously, I mean, what in the world? But anyway, it all started back there. My talk radio career started on KCNN. There, go ahead. Put that on my...
Oh, so you're a CNN guy.
Yeah. That would have been 84, 85 in Grand Forks.
Dirty little secret.
The kindest man in broadcasting I ever met was Dwayne Sandin. He just was so kind, so nice. And he was a bit of a goofball and quite a character on the air. Something when the mic went on, he always thought he had to kind of say something outrageous. But he was a very kind man.
What's wrong with that? Literally
married to radio. I mean, had never married... and completely 100% married to the business, and worked and worked and worked. He was the guy who would always say, I want to work Christmas. I'll do an all-dayer so nobody has to, be away from their families. He just rest his soul. He was a great human being. Unbelievable. Anyway, thanks for sharing, Gary. Jim and Cavalier, what's on your mind?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, this is to all the – well, remember when Obama was running for president the first time against McCain and Palin? And this is to all the liberal women running for president in the Squad 4. His famous quote from their famous president, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And the news media just left that off like that was such a nice thing. They need to repeat that more often.
Well, again, when you talk about what the media does, you're just talking about what the Democratic Party does, what the squad wing of the Democratic Party does. They're one and the same, you know, it's just, it is what it is, you know. I mean, Tucker was talking about that last night, and donations, you know, that have come from different sides. It's just, you know, but you're absolutely right. There's a complete double standard, which is why you can't trust the media, right? You cannot trust big media. They're not playing it straight. So you got to have a strategy. I still happen to think that all of that is very difficult to change. You're never going to get the media not to be Democrats, okay? You're just not.
That's right. That's
journalism, journalism is dead. So can you be enormously frustrated about it and try and change it or argue about it? You bet. I think the use of our energy and our frustration over all of this is bucking up Republicans who are wobbly. And thankfully, we don't have them. We don't have them in North Dakota. We don't have them in South Dakota, do we? Dusty Johnson might be a little bit. Again, he's a freshman. You know, so just buck up Republicans. Just let them know. Kevin Cramer, thank you for being such a defender of Donald Trump. John Hovind, same thing. Let them know.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wing cranks, and they're the reason that they're in their directions on a shampoo bottle. The so-called squad, the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. They're whack jobs, this freak show.
Wow.
This is why I want to be this guy.
Poor horse women.
Because he says some things that are just outrageous, but nobody condemns him in the U.S. House. And it's funny. It took me a while on the reason there are directions on the shampoo bottle. That took me a while, but I think he's saying they're stupid without saying they're stupid. I want to be this guy. I just do. You're going to hear more of his interview with Tucker Carlson last night in just a moment.
Women of the apocalypse.
After I tell you about the fact that we're going to be at the North Dakota State Fair next week, and that's great. I'm going to give away the MyPillows, giving away some concert tickets and all the tickets for the stuff going on in the grandstand, but here's the best thing we're giving away. A splash pool. A backyard, awesome splash pool. I think it's about $15,000 value, if I remember correctly. Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 will have it on display at his booth at the State Fair. You can register there, or you can register at the What's On Your Mind broadcast, which is on the Dakota Talent Stage at the North Dakota State Fair. We'll see you there next week. Here is Tucker Carlson's interview with John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, last night. Listen.
This is not China. This is America. And in America, if you hate our country, you're free to leave. Now, he said that in response to the behavior of the four congresswomen that you're talking about, the so-called squad. I'm not sure the president should exchange playground insults with them. When you try to argue with a fool, that proves they're too. But the president decided to do so. The simple fact of the matter is that the four congresswomen think that America was wicked in its origins. They think that America and its people are even more wicked now, that we are all racist and misogynistic and evil. Now, they're entitled to their opinion. They're Americans. But I'm entitled to my opinion, and I just think they're left-wing cranks, and they're the reason that their direction is on a shampoo bottle. I think we should ignore them.
You can't make it up.
I wonder, though.
He's amazing, and it was a very good interview. I have the whole thing on my Facebook page after the show today. Watch it, listen to it. I got to be this guy. Let's check in with Governor Doug Burgum. We caught up with him in Bowman last night talking about these wonderful Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Governor, welcome back.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, it's great to be here in Bowman. Mayor Lynn James and her team, we're standing right here on Main Street in downtown. A lot of thriving businesses down here on Main Street. This is one of the Main Street communities. But then you load Bakken Rocks on top of it, and we had some great barbecue. Absolutely fantastic. Had my first pork wing here today. Had to learn what that was, but apparently that's it's like a chicken wing, only it comes from a flying pig, apparently. But it was fantastic. Wonderful. They were so popular. They sold out. A number of these guys closed out. But talk to people here that served 400 or 500 people just from one of the tents. It's what I think, 1,200 people here maybe?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic turnout. And of course, driving over here, from Mott after we were over there earlier today, looking at the tornado damage. But once you get out of that tornado specific area and where the hailstorm was, crops look really good in southwestern North Dakota. So great day, great to be out here, and glad for the ag producers and this industry, the petroleum industry, what an impact it's having in North Dakota.
Lynn Helms earlier at the Bakken Rocks information session made a comment about the legislation that passed on the pore spacing and said if that legislation doesn't pass, then what's happening in Bowman right now isn't happening. So, but for that legislation, it isn't happening. Of course, they're very excited about this project with Danbury Resources, and they've started here first. They're going to do to Montana, eventually South Dakota, but they're here first. That was a big deal, wasn't it?
Well, it is, and what Lynn Helms, who does a fantastic job running the Department of Minerals for the state of North Dakota, is talking about is enhanced oil recovery. You take a traditional field, not the Bakken where we do the horizontal development. But here down in Bowman County, traditional vertical wells, driving CO2 into the ground and bringing more oil back up out of the ground, more oil and gas. What does that do? Well, that's a way to sequester the CO2. So we're, you know, accomplishing a goal there by driving CO2 in. We're turning CO2 into a value-added input, which is helping expand the oil industry. And that pore space, it's all about being able to utilize that pore space to put the CO2, and that legislation protects the landowners, protects the surface owners. There's a lot of confusion, but in the end, that bill was good news for landowners to be able to protect their ownership of that pore space underground, and it's exciting to see what's going to happen. They're going to literally breathe life back into these old fields, and that's going to be fantastic for the other parts of our states that had traditional oil reserves.
And we were talking to Greg today from Danbury Resources, and he explained kind of the process. You know, there's you know, not as much disruption to the, you know, way of life right now in Bowman, yet you get the revenue, you get all the activity, the jobs and everything else. So the way they do it sounds like, it's going to be fascinating to watch this fall out, isn't it?
Well, it is, and again, North Dakota, the whole reason why we're having the success and prosperity that we're having here right now is because of all the innovation driven by the private sector in this industry. This industry has lowered their break-even point. They're continuing to drive more and more productivity out of each well. They're doing it with less surface impacts because they're getting smarter about how they're approaching this thing. So the innovation that the private sector is doing here is really, really fascinating, and that's what's happening here in Bowman with this enhanced oil recovery. Is all about innovation. This is stuff that no one thought was possible years ago or only theoretical, and if this proves out here, great news, because in the end, what this means for America is we're going to have an opportunity as a nation to sell energy to our allies and friends versus buy it from our enemies, and that single thing is going to change our country more than anything in the last 70 years. So what's going on in western North Dakota, it's not just good for North Dakota. This is incredible for our country.
So also talked to Jason Bohr today from the Lignite Energy Council, and of course the whole CO2 thing benefits them as well.
Absolutely.
And he was telling me about this affordable energy proposal that's coming out of the EPA right now and how much that would mean to the industry here. I wore a red Make America Great hat again today, and I did because I was giving away some concert tickets, and I said, you can find me in this hat. But every stop I made at all of these booths where these guys are cooking the thing, thank you for wearing that hat. You know, we're not here if he isn't helping us. So, the reservoir support for this president, despite the national, chatter right now, is amazing, isn't it?
No, you see it everywhere, and for good reason. I mean, when we take a look at the economy, you take a look at the employment, number of jobs that are being created, and again, we have a president that supports agriculture and supports energy development, supports innovation, supports entrepreneurship. And that's making all the difference, because like I said, just this one thing of us having not just energy security or energy independence, energy dominance, when we could be selling energy to our allies and friends versus buying it for enemies, there's $1 trillion of military spending that could be diverted to other things. We've been, go back to World War II. World War II was Germans and the Japanese trying to get oil resources. This is a battle that's been going on for 70 or 80 years, and now we're in a position of strength as the nation becoming one of the largest energy producers in the world, and it's a huge thing. It's happening right here because of energy, because of innovation, and because of the private sector investment that's going on. So,
Governor Doug Burgum today on What's on Your Mind. More coming up after this. Don't go away. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, the notorious leader of a Mexican drug cartel who spent decades on the run from authorities, has been sentenced by a federal judge to life in an American prison. The 62-year-old expected to be sent to the federal Supermax facility in Florence, Colorado. U.S. House Democrats were able to, along party lines, pass a resolution yesterday declaring President Trump's recent tweets and comments about four minority congresswomen racist. However, Republicans also were able to declare Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of order for having called the president's comments racist on the House floor before that vote. Doug Collins is a Republican from Georgia.
When you come to the House floor, it is a place of dignity, it's a place of decorum.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
So funny.
And maybe it's because I was born in Honduras that, you know, my friends are like, dude, why do you love America so much? Because if I was in Honduras, I'd be the funniest man milking a cow.
You know, you could translate that to sometimes I'm a little slow. I'm a little thick. I don't get it at first, right? What he just said there is there's opportunity in America. So, yeah, I'm from Honduras, but if I'm there, my jokes would be, you know, talking to the cows, you know, while milking the cows. I come to America for opportunity. There's nothing racist about saying if you want to do what he did, all you need to do is follow a set of rules. And if you're fleeing a very bad place, there's even a process for you. But it's a process that has to start at the port of entry. And anybody that doesn't want what's happening now to continue, where they're flooding the system, wants a very different America than the founding fathers envisioned. And nobody should apologize for that and ever be accepting of any label of racist. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. That's almost as good, Todd, as what Senator Kennedy said earlier. There are reasons the squad, they are the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle. And that one took me three playings to get it. Maybe I'm stupid.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, it did. I'm like, what a shampoo
I got
bottle?
That right away.
Did you?
I just want to spray coffee all over the board here, yeah.
So the answer is, how do you call somebody stupid without calling them stupid? See, that isn't
that's
that.
That's one way.
Trump might tweet that one out. I'd borrow that if I was him. I don't know. I think that...
but if Trump says that, then he's mean.
Right, yeah. He called him stupid. No, he didn't actually. He just said they're the reason there's... instructions on them? Enough. I'm done. Although Chris Berg is going to check in a little bit from Point of View, and he'll have a take on all of this as well, so we look forward to that today on the program. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, let's talk fishing, should we? Let's talk fishing right after I tell you about a really good deal, a 2016 Chevy Malibu sedan with a ton of great features. One owner, local trade, you know where it comes from when I tell you that, right? Pucklish, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City. And, of course, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That great store in Bismarck as well. But here's the deal. White, Bluetooth, stereo, great tires, 30 miles a gallon. Do you know the Chevy Malibu gets 30 miles a gallon? There's only 72,000 miles on this. It's 2016. They have it on the lot right now for $13,995. One of these days, I'm just going to buy this myself and say, okay, you know, Haley, here you go. Here's your new school car. And, you know, just because it's incredible.
You're on the record saying that now. You know that.
Yeah,
right?
I realize that.
You'll never be able to live that down.
She names her car. She calls her car Vicky. But she's always like, Vicky has a problem today, Dad.
Vicky?
Can you take a look at it? Yeah, I don't know. She named her car. But
why is Vicky?
I have no idea. It'd be funny. And Vicky's not working so well today. Can you call me? Dad, Vicky did the start. I mean, so maybe it's time.
I've never heard anybody call their car Vicky before. But
anyway, okay. So this is on the lot at $13,995 today and today only. But if you tell them, hey, Scott told me about it. I want this deal, $12,987. They're going to lop off $1,000. Check it out online right now, PucklichValleyCity.com. So you know, these cars every week sell by the end of the program. Gone. So don't waste time. Big selection of mint condition, one owner vehicles. You save a ton. Find them at 721 West Main in Valley City, not far off the interstate. Just drive on down to the main drag and you'll find them online at Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Brett Erdman is here. Brett is the proprietor, along with his lovely wife, Trish, of the New Leaf Hospitality entity that has built some fabulous hotels in Watford City and Newtown and Stanley and Tioga and Minot. We are out on the patio right now. Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown. Identical facilities in Watford City as well, and also the Little Missouri Inn and Suites there as well. And but we're not going to talk about his beautiful hotels much. I got to talk about it a little bit because it's a great bellwether on how the economy is doing out here. I want to talk about fishing because there's a lot of guys fishing right now. Brett, nice to have you back on the show. How are you doing?
Great. How you doing, Scott? Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I need you first to decipher a text I got from one of the fishermen that's out there right now. Hey, you wanted to know how the fishing was going. Nice day, but the fishing is very slow thus far. Weigh-in is at 3 p.m. I keep fish in my boat. What does he mean by that, Brett?
He said he keeps fish in his boat?
Right, yeah. Is he saying he's going to win that weigh-in one way or another, or what is he saying?
It sounds like he's not having any luck now, but he's pretty optimistic he's going to catch some shortly.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, you got to be patient sometimes, you know?
I read the wrong thing into that. He's saying, we'll crush it. We don't have to weigh in till 3. We're fine. I got it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's optimistic.
Got it. I thought he was saying he had fish from yesterday in his boat, and he was going to win the contest today, you know.
Oh.
But, yeah. Oh. Oh, I love it. So how is the fishing out here? I hear it's been just incredible this year.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous. You know, it's probably the best. Well, it's not such a best-kept secret anymore. The word is out. We're getting people from all over the country now. Even people from South Dakota that normally fish the river down there and Oahu down there and other pretty famous walleye places are flocking up here to fish around the Newtown area and the river in Van Hook. There's just so many opportunities and so much water to fish up here in the Newtown area, whether you want to fish the river itself or if you want to fish the, you know, the big bays, Van Hook and Partial Bay and all those. No, it's been absolutely fabulous. Actually, the last 5 years have just been outstanding. I think Newtown out there has become the place to be now in North Dakota for walleye fishing for sure.
That's amazing. And, you know, the wonderful thing about it, folks, is you can come and stay at one of Brett's properties here in Newtown in the Teddy's Residential Suites or the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and you're not going to be really in a hotel that is different than things you'd find in most major cities in America and a few more. I mean, the outdoor patio is unique. You're out there, you're hanging out, great restaurant, fantastic rooms, the service and the hospitality is always top notch, and then some of the best fishing on the planet. You just can't beat that deal, can you?
Thanks, Scott, and let's do this every week.
But I'm serious. I mean, I've been coming here a long time. And you know, sometimes the property opens and boy, this is nice, and then you come in next time and you know, it's run down a little or whatever. You guys keep it in great shape. They are very well done. It's great food. I mean, I mean it. I mean, for folks to think, oh, I'm not going to go out in the crazy Bakken and fish, get out here. Get out here and stay here and then go out and fish and you'll have a great time. And I'm not a fisherman.
Yeah.
I should be. I haven't fished since I was 10, 11 years old with my grandpa on little lakes by Canby, Minnesota. But You know, I've been out on this lake many times with folks that are fishing, and I'm just going to have a soda and look around me and see what's going on. And what amazes me about this part of North Dakota is the enormous beauty. I mean, North Dakota gets a bad rap for flat bowling lane, you know, bowling alley, what the heck? But it is so beautiful out here, you know, on the edge of the Badlands and the lake and the water and everything else. And, of course, coexisting with it is this incredible renaissance of oil and gas production that the MHA Nation has done such an incredible job of facilitating, and the jobs and the opportunity that's happened. So to me, I just like looking around and seeing all that, you know?
Yeah, it's really unique. There's nothing like it that I've experienced. And to comment on our hotels, I just wanted to, you know, we get a lot of people that get to our hotels and they're shocked at the quality. They don't expect it in the Bakken. And that was one of our strategies that we had. You know, there's a lot of, with all the oil and gas activity out there, people are coming from all over the United States and they're used to nicer accommodations. And so we just didn't want to do the regular run-of-the-mill hotels. We wanted to really upgrade them and make it a special place to come and you know, make people comfortable. And they are, we hear it all the time about how people are really surprised to have those type of accommodations and amenities, you know, in Newtown and in the area. So, we're excited.
Coming from a guy who spent a lot of time at the studios of KTGO in Tioga in a bunk bed, which technically wasn't even, wasn't something I was supposed to be doing by city code, right? Because it was the radio station, but, you know, we were there 24/7. But literally, I'm in a bunk bed. I mean, many times I'm in a bunk bed in Tioga. Is this for a reason? Is it, you know, and it, many great things have come from that time, and I don't change it for anything, but to exchange it for a stay at your mainstay in Stanley or Tioga or, you know, one of the, you know, the properties in Watford City or Newtown and have a hot shower, have a prime rib dinner at night. I mean, you can't explain the difference that makes just how people operate, you know, because this is a tough place to work. If folks were in the oil and gas industry, for sure, it's tough work and you go hard and not as crazy, because now these are production jobs rather than, you know, 100 rigs and all of the craziness that brought. You know, with the rigs, but it was the right time, the right place, all that. I just think just for the psyche of somebody, just for the human condition of somebody, you know, this helps a lot, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm throwing too many compliments your way rather than questions. How about this? Let's go back to fishing. Lindy rig with leeches, 20 to 22 foot of water is the secret to catching fish in the Van Hook. Would you agree?
You know, it's, I mean, you can catch them all different kind of methods. You know, one of the things that's still the go-to, technique is bottom bouncers with a snell on there with a Lindy rig, you know, what looks like a Lindy rig, but they call it the slow death, method, or rig. That's what's really working. And crawlers and leeches, mostly night crawlers. And, you know, it's kind of, You kind of learn the ins and outs of what to do and what not to do, but you can catch them a very, you know, varying methods. You know, jigging wrap, you know, works real well. Jigs sometimes work real well, just regular jigs. But most of the time, trolling with bottom bouncers or even just regular weight with a Lindy rig. You know, it all works. You just need to be in the right area and know where to fish.
I only have about a half minute left, but I do want to ask you just kind of an overall question as far as, you know, these facilities are the bellwether. You have Hawthorne Suites in Minot, too, Mainstay, Stanley, Tioga, the Teddies, the Little Missouri in Newtown, Watford City. They're a good bellwether for how the rest of Main Street is going. I mean, how are things right now?
Very good. We, you know, in the Bakken's back. It has been back this whole year for the last, you know, the 12 months running has been very, very solid, very positive. We're, you know, I don't even pay attention really to the oil price anymore. It goes up and down, and we just know it's going to do that. And the main thing is just it seems to be a lot more consistent out there, and there doesn't seem to be any panicking going on, and everybody's optimistic about the long-term proposition of you know, the industry out there. So we're bullish.
Unbelievable.
We're excited.
You're bullish for the fishing on Lake Sakakawea and the economy out here, which is fantastic. Great to hear from you, Brett. Appreciate the great hospitality always at your facilities, and My best to your lovely wife, Trish. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who have been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bach and Rock's Cook Fest, great part of the week. And, of course, our broadcast brought to you by Oasis Petroleum, Continental Resources, Hess, and Enbridge. And speaking of Continental Resources, we caught up with Jay Marks last night in Bowman to tell you what you can expect in Van Hook tomorrow for the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. Jay, good to see you.
Thanks for being here. This is a great event. We love being part of it. It's a great way to get out and meet a lot of the people that we interact with on a daily basis on a more relaxed atmosphere and be here to answer their questions and give them a face on the oil and gas industry in North Dakota.
So if somebody's not been here before, explain what they get. You know, is it worth going to this event?
Oh, it's an amazing event. It's one of my favorite things that we do. It's a 2-day event every summer. the North Dakota Petroleum Council picks two cities, one on the north side of the state, one on the south side of the state, to get out and get producers and service companies together to feed and educate and just put on a show for people.
And there's a lot of free stuff, and there's great food, and you do not need to bring your wallet. That's the amazing thing. And you guys are doing a little refreshments on a hot day, huh?
Yeah, we teamed up with Bros Engineering, which is from right here in Bowman, and they cooked up pork wings and made dirt pudding cups, chocolate pudding, and crumbled up Oreos and gummy worms. And I think those are all gone. We made watermelon lemonade that is fast disappearing as well. A lot of hungry people out today, so it's good to see them.
And a few little goodies, the pizza cutters.
That's some pizza cutters and some bags and some toothpicks and some mints. Just little things that they can take home to remember us by.
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to give out, bubble blowers and, little dog travel water buckets and, everything you can imagine, really. And so it's kind of fun. You bring home a few trinkets, hats and T-shirts and fun, and, of course, get fed and have a great time. But ultimately, this is just an opportunity for people to meet the companies that are making this Bakken great again, right?
Exactly. We're trying to just put a face on our industry and get to know the people that we're dealing with every day. And this is a great event.
So for folks that don't know about Continental Resources, many folks obviously know of Harold Hamm. I call him the Steve Jobs of oil, but one of the early pioneers, certainly. But tell folks a little bit about Continental and your footprint here in the Bakken.
Continental has been up here for a lot of our 52 years of business. We were one of the early companies to establish an economical way to drill horizontally up here. At last survey, we were the largest leaseholder and oil producer in North Dakota, so we're very committed to our operations up here.
And a lot of people working for Continental, a lot of service industry folks that are working as a result of Continental's drilling, it's contributing mightily. I say this stat often, mostly because it just blows my mind. The oil and gas industry in North Dakota contributes one half of the taxes generated in North Dakota. So that's one industry, and obviously Continental a big part of that, but that's something we need to remind people, because without that, streets, roads, bridges, schools, right?
We really do like to point out how much our industry will drive the economy in North Dakota. We put a lot of people to work for our company and for the contractors that work for us, generate a lot of tax revenue for the communities and for the state as a whole.
So lastly, in Van Hook, the last stop on the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, Continental Resources is partnering up with who?
We're working with Wisco Trucking on Thursday, and we're looking forward to another good time up there.
So come on out to Van Hook, 2 to 4 for the information sessions, 4 to 7 for the barbecue. Jay, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having us. Great to talk to you.
Jay Marks from Continental Resources. They'll be in Van Hook, and lots of other folks will as well, so hope to see you there. Look for the Make America Great hat again. Texture says, or this is on Facebook, I guess, related to the questions about how Kelly Armstrong answered the question about what he thought of Donald Trump's remarks. Someone is suggesting a different question. Isn't the question to be asked is how did Armstrong treat Democrats while he was a representative in the North Dakota Senate? He was a senator, but I get your point. Behaviors rarely change. Think that's saying that Kelly Armstrong was cozy with Democrats when he was in the North Dakota Senate is what they're saying, and so that's why. But I don't know. But I appreciate the comment. Lots of them coming in. Kelly gets a chance to answer that tomorrow. I want to ask Chris Berg about that. From point of view, you watch him on KX4, 630, West Dakota Fox, 930 every night. It is the best show on TV, local and fantastic. I absolutely love it. So check it out. Chris is here to give me his best couple of minutes on the place we find ourselves in today. What do you think, Chris?
First off, thanks for those kind words, my friend. I appreciate it more than you know. And I was just talking to a gentleman today. I was out doing a bit for my morning show, and we both were like, man, it's like a reality TV show every single day these days. So hopefully people stay tuned in. I really honestly believe, Scott, that if we don't keep up this fight, America will not be the America that we know today in 10 years.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think that's why the fight is there. I've talked today a little bit about let's not make the fight about people whose minds will never change. Let's let people understand how much support there is for Donald Trump because of what he is doing. And if Republicans would support him, that's the thing I hear everywhere. If just think what he could accomplish if Republicans backed him. And that has brought up a lot of the conversation on how Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, and Kelly Armstrong answered the question about the president's tweet and this whole hubbub of racism differently. What do you make of Kelly Armstrong's comments? Were they a political error in your view?
I guess only time will tell as far as the political air. I just, the thing that I think ruffled my feathers with it was the term mean-spirited. I mean, you know, obviously President Trump wasn't talking about all four of these people going back. He didn't even mention names. People keep talking about the squad and the four. But to say that Donald Trump is mean-spirited, I don't get that from him. So that was the thing that ruffled my feathers. I'm trying to get Congressman Armstrong on tonight to hopefully clarify that. But we'll see if it, you know, he's in North Dakota. I don't know if he really pays a price politically.
Yeah, and maybe that helps him in Washington, D.C. with Democrats there to get stuff done. I don't know. That, and maybe that's the role of a freshman congressman, build relationships. I think there's a lot of ways to consider this for sure. Good take on that as always. Chris, we'll be watching tonight, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
KX4 at 6:30, West Dakota Fox at 9:30. It is a great show, folks. I'm telling you. POV Now. Check it out. God bless you.
It's time for the Medora Minute, brought to you by our friends at Medora.com. Explore it, adore it, Medora. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora and all things Medora. Justin, I hear you're going to be invaded by a bunch of teddies real soon.
This week, we're going to have a bunch of Teddy Roosevelt coming to town, living history all over Medora. When we have the Badlands Chautauqua, the gathering of Teddy Roosevelt and friends right here in the Badlands. All kinds of free and ticketed events for you to enjoy and really absorb the history of Theodore Roosevelt like only you can in the Badlands of Medora.
And, of course, there's the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the Medora Musical, the Gospel Brunch, Todd Oliver and his Talking Dog, Carl and Greta's Cowboy Sing-Along. So many things to do in Medora. Explore it, adore it, Medora. Go to Medora.com. Justin, have a great day. We'll chat soon, my friend.
Bully!
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.